A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep, as a shepherd tends his flock when he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. I myself would pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the stray I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. As for you, my sheep, says the Lord God, I will judge between one sheep and another, between rams and goats. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet, for the last enemy to be destroyed is death. When everything is subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who subjected everything to him, so that God may be all in all. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, amen, I say to you, whatever you did for the one of these least brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, amen, I say to you, whatever you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do it for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. We heard these words as found in the first reading. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. leadership. The other day I got onto the computer to look at different websites to find out a definition that some people will make regarding leadership. And there were a couple that came up to say, in their opinion, who are the worst and the best leaders throughout history. I chose two of them, and I kind of focused on one in particular. So I'm going to give you the worst one first in history, and then one from the best. And this doesn't necessarily mean these are the top ones. They were found in the top 10. First of all, the worst, Kim Jong-un, the president or dictator, whatever you call him, of North Korea. It is unknown exactly how many people under his regime have died. But he doesn't discriminate. He also has put to death some of his family members. One was a half-brother of his. It is rumored that he also had his uncle killed. It was believed that his uncle was going to overthrow him, so he took him and threw him into a pit of a pack of wild dogs that killed and ate him. It is one of the very few countries in the world in which people are getting shorter rather than taller. Because of malnutrition, basically people, all they get to eat is sod. So I guess that's why he ranks in one of the top 10 worst leaders of all time. Now, one from the top 10 of the best. A very nice, pleasant surprise. She wasn't number one, but she certainly ranked in the top 10. Saint Teresa of Calcutta, who people describe as someone, a saint that was alive. And she put into practice what the Lord had taught, to take care of the least of our brothers and sisters unselfishly. Now, if we were to create a top 10 list for both the worst and the best, I'm sure our qualifications, right, perhaps would differ. We have seen good ones, we have seen bad ones. We see that they come in all shape and sizes. But there is one leader today that I want us to reflect upon, the ultimate leader, and that is Jesus Christ, the one who will shepherd his people. Our first reading today is taken from the prophet Ezekiel. It occurs at a time in the history in which both kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern, had been taken over by foreign domination, two different countries. Some people were able to flee. Many were captured and were taken to the countries that dominated them. That is known as the diaspora, people who had to flee their homeland. This lasted for about 70 years. And so at the point in the prophet Ezekiel, he makes known that indeed there's going to be a shepherd that is going to come. And as we heard in this passage, it is God speaking through Ezekiel, not saying he is going to come. He said, I am going to come. The Lord is going to get involved and shepherd his people. When he comes, he's going to search out the lost, the forsaken, the forgotten, the sinners, and bring them back. He is going to be the true shepherd of the people of Israel, and not only Israel, but for the entire world. So many kings before them had lost their way, had forgotten, and even had abandoned their practice of the faith. They had made deals with foreign enemies, which lessened their faith. But now the Lord's going to come, and he is going to shepherd his people. But there's one more thing we also heard in this passage from Ezekiel. Not only will he bring back, he is also going to be the judge. He said, all of you will have to stand before me and be judged on what you have done in this life. How true have you been to me? If you want to enjoy the eternal kingdom, the kingdom that will never end, the kingdom of all good, you will have to earn your way to the kingdom of God, and you will be judged accordingly. I'm going to take you back to the first weekend in February. That was the weekend that we celebrated the presentation of the Lord. So our readings for whatever Sunday that would have been in ordinary time, we did not hear. But if we had heard them, you would have heard the gospel passage that really kind of puts everything into play what Jesus taught. It was the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes. If you had before you the Gospel of St. Matthew, you would see when Jesus began his public ministry, it began with the Sermon on the Mount. And all his teachings would have finished with what we heard today in our Gospel passage, of that of the judgment. Scripture scholars want us to understand that it seems that the Beatitude sets the pattern of life, what we are to do and what we are to achieve in this life, doing the will of God. If we have lived out the Beatitudes and all that Christ has taught us, we hope and pray that God will judge us worthily. Each and every one of us will have to stand before God. We hope that the good we have done in this life will far outweigh the bad, and that God will put us on his right-hand side, separating us from good from evil, and those who have sit on his right-hand side will be welcomed into the eternal kingdom and glory of God. Christ is our leader. Christ is the one who searches us out, who wants us to do his will in this life. But also, too, we have to remember he will be the one to judge, and we hope and pray he will judge us kindly, mercifully, and fairly.